Biologist Craig Venter has died. That's according to his namesake research institute. Venter was 79 years old. Once in an NPR interview, he was asked how he felt about being constantly referred to as a maverick.
Depends on how it's meant by most people, but in the context of stodgy science, I consider it a tremendous badge of honor.
There was nothing stodgy about Venter's science. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, it had far-reaching effects.
Here's how Craig Venter did science. He'd cruise around the Sargasso Sea near Bermuda in his luxury yacht, collecting seawater and just sequencing all of the DNA in it.
That was, I think, one of the things that I was just like, what, you could do that? I mean, you know, that's wild.
Megan Beringer is a microbiologist at Vanderbilt University. Back then, in 2004, she was just starting her career and was floored by how Venter's approach revealed over 1,000 new microbial species, plus more than 1 million previously unknown genes.
We learned so much.
This project was just one of the ways that Venter made use of a rapid method for DNA sequencing, so-called shotgun sequencing, which some critics had thought would never work. But in 1995, he revealed that he'd used it to sequence the genetic code of a kind of bacteria.
We stunned the scientific community when we sequenced the first genome in history and have gone on to change the pace of genomics.
Most famously, he changed the pace by racing with a giant government-funded project to produce a complete sequence of all human genes. Mary Claire King is a geneticist at the University of Washington in Seattle. She says during that race, the fact that Venter was with a commercial company and was interested in patents put a spotlight on how the genetic code needed to belong to everyone and be freely available.
Craig's being so over the top basically provided the publicity that enabled the guys in the public sector project to make that point forcefully over and over again in a way that would be listened to.
Venter later sequenced and published his own genetic code, becoming the first individual to do so. And Kate Adamala at the University of Minnesota says that some of his advances launched a whole new field called synthetic biology.
The idea that you can engineer a living synthetic cell from scratch was just an idea until Craig came out and said, I will actually do it.
She says he repeatedly did things that others had assumed were impossible, that her lab, like many others, relies on tools and methods that he pioneered. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.